Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. All right, side question of the day. We got some great ones so far. What celebrity, since Sean Spicer's hired himself out, $199 a pop? I wonder if anybody's going to...
Why not 200?
You're saving that dollar. To give a celebrity Valentine to the person of your choice online. I think it's a minute. Maybe at him, it might be 2 minutes.
Whoa.
Caitlyn Jenner is $2,500. That was a birthday wish. I don't know. Valentine's different. Okay. Quick quiz on this. What do you think? I just saw this in one place today. Siri, Roe swears by Siri. Oh, Siri will get us there. Like it's a person. Like Siri is a Sherpa in the back seat. Siri says, turn into Camden. I say, no, we're not doing that, Siri. Come up with something else. Siri is now refusing to say what word. All right. I just saw this morning that it will not bring up this word. It will avoid this one word if you're... asking Siri, this is a scary word, so they're kind of censoring it. See if you can figure out what that word might be. It's not an obscenity, I'll tell you that. No,
I don't want to start guessing words. I don't want to dig myself a hole here.
All right. Well, it's not an obscenity. It's not anything like that. It's not sexual.
Hmm.
I can't give another clue on that yet. Later on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is it something related to identity politics?
No, and it's not racial.
Okay.
Three down and five to go. Okay. It's the type of thing
like
you would expect.
Like 20 questions.
Yes, it's the type of thing you would expect that I have it right here. Yeah, one guy's...
Does it have to do with LGBT rights?
No, it does not. You've gone way over. Listeners won't have any guests left. All right.
Is it bigger than a bread box?
No. I think this would be smaller than a bread box. Depending, well, it could be bigger and it could be smaller. There's many varieties of this.
Is it alive?
No, it is not.
Is it Joe Sibilia?
No, it is not. It is not an ascot either.
Oh.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that in a moment. Just be thinking about what would they be trying to censor here. It's Apple Siri voice assistant is now apparently refusing to say this word when it's used on an iPad. So I don't think it's all over the place. I couldn't test it. Don't have an iPad. So it's on an iPad.
I could test if I had any idea what the dang word was.
Well, you have an iPad?
Well, I have my iPhone right in front of me.
I don't know if
it works on an iPhone, too.
It might work on an iPhone. All right, I'll tell you during the break.
It's like playing Password in the 50s.
All right. Alan Ludden was a great host. I liked him. All right. Our buddy Bill McSwain, the U.S. attorney, yesterday brought down the house, and now there is a lot of angst here in Philadelphia. Philly.com says that the annual Lincoln Day event, I guess it was yesterday, Lincoln's birthday. McSwain made the point, and some of this, they gather for lunch at the Union League's annual Lincoln Day celebration. And he talked about the fact, now, you know my rule, Dan, on some of this, I wouldn't bring in slaveholders per se or something like that. It's a little bit tricky, but he said that you can make the case that the people in the South prior to the Civil War, what were they doing? Well, they were saying we're a sanctuary for what? Slaveholders. In other words, we are not going to follow what the national law is around slavery. We're not going to follow these dictates around this. We're going to continue this no matter what. McSwain praised Lincoln and the Union Army that won the Civil War before suggesting that the fight goes on. He said the secessionists who fled Union authority during the National Civil War may be gone, but they're not forgotten. They didn't fight in vain. No, their mindset and their spirit live right on here in Philadelphia, in the cradle of liberty. Their spirit lives on in the hearts and minds of those who would make our city a sanctuary city. In other words, he's saying their defiance of the law for their own interest, a.k.a. a sanctuary for continuing slavery in the manner they were engaged in, is similar to Krasner and Kenny saying they're not going to follow the federal law as far as people that are here illegally. Now, you know, you're really into heavy-hitting stuff when you start saying this and you start engaging in this, and you can imagine the reaction. Krasner and Kenny both attacked Trump, of course, coming out of this. I don't know if there was a Charlottesville reference. But McSwain, thank God he's here, is a real force pushing back. The attorney general pushed back against New Jersey this week. So that's in court, ratcheting this up. It's the Republicans in Harrisburg that can do the damage here with places like Philadelphia. McSwain is trying. He also threw in the supervised injection site. Yeah, the opioid thing. And said this is another breach that these guys just think they're above the law. Now, in fairness, yeah, it's not the same thing. Most analogies are not perfect. And if you he did it on Lincoln's birthday, bringing in Lincoln in by Lincoln's actions and what he had to do. But the pundits in town, I mean, I'm on Inside Story this week. I have a feeling, I haven't checked the list of things that we might talk about. I have a feeling this might come up. This is kind of a off-Broadway run-through of what I'll face, particularly given that I love what McSwain's doing here in Philadelphia. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210, we'll get you on board. Side question of the day, get a great prize, a night at the Walnut Street Theater. Just give us a celebrity that you would like to see for a Valentine's Day message. There are tons of them out there doing it. It is just incredible. So far, we've gotten Clint Eastwood. Someone sent me OJ. Michael Bolton, also on the list. These are incredibly expensive for some of these people. Yeah, I can't even imagine a big enough celebrity. They might charge anything, and yet people pay for it. Kenny G is out there on USA Today with Valentine's Day messages. Kenny G, my namesake. Well, the G. You know, something occurred to me during the break, and you're starting to see this bubble up today with Roger Stone. There is another way, and the other way is Roger Stone deserves a new trial. We now know about the bias of at least two jurors and why prosecutors and others, why this wasn't scoped out. One, the forewoman ran for Congress as a Democrat in 2012. She also has any number, trail of postings that are virulently anti-Trump. So maybe rather than the pardon, the push at least should be for a new trial. During that period of time, whatever happens in the new trial will be past the election, and President Trump would have the option of pardoning him after the election, win or lose. All right, let's go to the callers. Let's go to Terry in King of Prussia. Terry, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hi, Terry. Good morning.
Good morning, Dom. I'll try to stay relaxed here, but or not get all excited. But what I've heard now is Trump is going after these states where the cities are sanctuary cities, correct?
Yeah.
And now this is the individual states we're talking about. This is something that the Republican Party used to be hot about. Oh, let's let the states make their own rules.
Well, no. Wait a minute. You're mischaracterizing it. It depends. If it's something like abortion, and I believe in this, I think each state legislature should be able to make its own decision on that. They're closer to the people on that. But when there is a clear law, they don't get to defy it. So there's a difference between saying this shouldn't have come cop down from the Supreme Court, Terry, and saying we have a clear law. I mean, come on, you're in the trades and all. You want people in this country illegally, just millions of them violating the law?
But Dom, I'll tell you, I've told you this before, the simple solution is not building a wall, not going after these people like that. All you have to do is go after the people that are exploiting them, which are the ones that are hiring them. Lock them up, including Trump, because he hires them for all his hotels, from what I hear, and all his businesses. He uses slave labor from China, him and his daughter and his sons.
Okay, well, wait, you're throwing a lot of allegations around. Let's go back to this, though.
No allegations.
No, Philadelphia doesn't have the right. Wait, what McSwain is saying, this is very similar to the Civil War. Philadelphia doesn't have the right to violate the law, right?
Well, neither do employers that are hiring
people. Okay.
Well,
look, I'm in agreement with that. But this has been, look, they're doing it surreptitiously.
How come nobody's doing nothing about it?
Well, I would ask you the same thing. Why don't the unions? I ask Johnny Doc. I ask all these guys all the time. They're the people that have the most power in Philadelphia.
Tom, I could tell you for a fact that the state of Pennsylvania has a law on the books because it's Act 72. You can look it up. It was brought to the House and the Senate by the Carpenters Union because we do want to stop it. And we want these employers, the ones to pay for it, not these workers that are being exploited. It's the employers that are hiring these people. You lock them up, and guess what? No work here. I don't care where they're from in the world. They're not going to come here because it ain't just South America. It's China, Ireland.
Okay, all fair. Who's in charge? Who's in charge of the state police and the Philadelphia police? They're both progressive. So there we go, Terry. Who's your Valentine's Day person?
I'd have Mick Jagger call.
Mick Jagger. All right, that's a good one. No, Jagger is a very good one. All right, so breaking story today is now a more attention with Roger Stone on the idea of a new trial, given what we now know about the forewoman of the juror and one other. I don't know why this didn't come up, if it did come up, we didn't hear about it. This is all in the last day or so because of Trump's comments around the sentence of Roger Stone. So the push for the new trial, not that I think this judge or anybody out there. I mean, there's still a lot of people that are holdovers that are going to push back against that and make Roger Stone out to be. Look, Roger Stone is annoying to the other side. I could see why he gets in her face, all the stuff, all the posturing. Is he a threat to anything? The answer is no. And when you are going to be put in jail for 7 to 9 years, when the average sentence on a lot of these other crimes is nowhere near that, and there is no underlying there. There's no Russians. There's nothing. The Mueller report, they don't find any of that. So then how could you go to jail for that length of time? It's crazy. But people like Elizabeth Warren and others and other progressive Democrats, they want this guy to die in jail with Manafort and all the others because they can't get at Trump. That's what's coming out this morning. So the push for the new trial, that's not going to happen anytime soon. Trump has a decision Tuesday. Whatever he gets, does he pardon him? I don't think that will happen right away. So, you know, could he be in jail 7 to 8 months, something like that, till after the election one way or another? Yes. Let's go to John in Felton, Delaware. John, you're on Talk Radio 1210.
Hey, Dom. How you doing today?
Good, John.
Dom, Trump will pardon him. But it's probably going to be in the first Wednesday of November. The other thing I don't understand, all this information was gathered basically illegally on him.
Right.
The same as Paul, even as though Paul Manafort, the reprobate.
With Manafort, to be clear, why I think that this is much different than Manafort. Manafort's got a lot of scumbag crimes he did. That he was convicted of around real estate and all that. This is exclusively political, to your point. And we hear this argument, the fruit of the poison tree and all that. The argument's been tried, hasn't succeeded yet, but I see the logic of it. And now, this is what's happening this morning, John. Now that more has come out about this forewoman of the jury, how biased she was just by her background, now you're starting to see this has been good, this over-sentencing. It's opened people up. I think public sentiment is moving toward Roger Stone at this point.
Well, the other thing of it is, it's showing how corrupt our justice system is. I mean, these people from Mueller's, whatever you want to call it, commission or cabal,
right,
they are definitely against Donald Trump, and they're going to do anything and everything they can to hurt him. And the other thing about Paul Manafort, if he spilled the beans on Trump, it would have been done by now.
Yes.
He would give anything that he could to get out of jail.
That's exactly right.
So what are they going to do to Roger Stone? Throw a 67-year-old man in jail for 9 years? That's basically, you know, he may not even make it till next week. And, you know, they're going to appeal his case anyway, even right. though he doesn't have the money. Someone's going to put up for him. So, I mean, can't they just go away and let it drop?
No.
Because all they're doing is tying the country up into knots.
In fact, we have them on record. We'll play some of that, John. They are talking about another impeachment potentially. I don't think they'll do it because they don't think Trump can weigh in. Of course he can weigh in on that. Anybody can weigh in on this. Just like Barr can weigh in on it. Barr, in fact, has to weigh in on it. If he didn't weigh in on it, he would be derelict of the duty of his office.
Well, it's not only that. I mean, look what William Holder and Lynch did. They were awful about it. I mean, until they got caught, until she got caught with Bill Clinton on the same airplane, like they're going to sit there. Bill Clinton wants to meet Lynch for talk about it.
They were talking about grandkids. Exactly right. As their planes were next to each other. All right. Who's the celebrity you'd like to see for Valentine's?
Clint Eastwood and his personification of Dirty Harry.
All right. But we have that already. Do you have another one?
Oh, yeah. Well, he's cast him, but Don.
who was it? I didn't pick that up. I'm sorry. We got Clint Eastwood already. 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. So the new breakout this morning is the push toward a new trial. What's happened here is by these prosecutors overdoing this, it's turned a lot of public attention toward Roger Stone. And when that happens, people start coming forward. And just in the last 12 hours or so, we know more about this juror. Now, here's Eric Swalwell, right? Remember him, the first candidate to drop out for president? Listen to what he said on CNN about impeaching Trump over this is not off the table.
What do you think? Are you concerned?
Yes, I'm very concerned that the independence of prosecutors, the ability of judges to just weigh the facts and the evidence is eroding, that the president's taken a wrecking ball to that. And he was just impeached for that. We're not going to stop holding him accountable. We've learned when you hold him accountable, you can actually stop the corruption, whether he's removed or not. And ultimately, it's going to be for the voters to judge in November.
Might you impeach him over this, over Roger Stone in the sentencing?
You know, we're not going to take our options off the table. We don't wake up in the morning wanting to impeach him. You know, we want to work with him on prescription drugs, background checks, and infrastructure. But we're not going to let him just, you know, torch this democracy because he thinks that he's been let off once and we're not going to do something about it.
All right. So now, you know, Nancy Pelosi, I don't think, wants to go through this again. But there are enough people in the Democrat Party. They're looking at this. A pardon would probably trigger even more talk of it, even though it's his constitutional right to do it. The way that pardons are dealt with is the political cost of doing that. That's how it would be looked at, rather than impeachment and all that. It's his constitutional right to do that. But where Democrats are seeming to go more, the serious ones, not Swalwell, they're going after Barr. I got to tell you, where was this guy Barr all this time? He has been picture perfect as far as attorney general. I don't know why it was Sessions over Barr. Barr was considered in the beginning. It's amazing the gravitas this guy has and the ability that he has to get into the face of these people that are just trying to go after Trump. William Barr has been the star of this entire administration. And I'm just hoping with his guy on the case that ultimately Comey and McCabe and the others are brought to justice. But Barr is where they're going now. He should resign or we're going to impeach William Barr. Now, if they try this, there will be a tremendous amount of political costs for Democrats. But I'm not saying they may not try it. They're desperate. Barr has every right, more than that, a duty to weigh in publicly on this. He's in charge. He's the boss around these recommendations. And I think they went outside the lines here to try to get these to the judge rather than going through Barr. And the president is a citizen also. He has every right to weigh in on this. Now, there are lines that could be crossed where you could say it's obstruction or whatever. There's no evidence of any of that. They're arguing that Barr and Trump cannot weigh in on this important matter. 855-839-1210. AT&T, by the way, Barr is testifying on Tuesday, the House Judiciary Committee. Dan, can you see if the Dean of Decency is on that? Mary Gay Scanlon tweeting out today. She can hardly wait, from Delaware County. And Barr is going to be brilliant with these people. You've seen every time he's testified before Congress. They don't lay a hand on him. He has every right to weigh in on this case. There's no law, no precedent, no ethical concern with that.
Okay, Mr. Mandelbaum, what do you want me to do?
Drop your purse, honey, and pick up that medicine ball.
Is this a gym or some kind of fitness museum?
Not funny. Over your head with it. Are you ready?
For what?
All aboard the pain train.
How many sessions did my parents pay for?
Not enough to make a man of you, Daffodil.
All right, our salute to Izzy Mandelbaum. He didn't make it, Dan, to the end of Seinfeld to be one of the people. I don't know if Lloyd Bridges died. He died during Seinfeld. I remember a tribute. He didn't make it to the final show, but he was a great character. I think he was in there two or three times at least. And some listener the other day told me, you know, Dom, think about this. That's Joe Biden. Challenging people to that. It's on, you know, crazy type of stuff. Absolutely. That's Joe Biden fits beautifully. Okay. What is it that Siri, Dan, you check this out. Someone on Twitter had it. Now refusing the personal assistant, Siri, to say the word what?
Gun.
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 Won't say gun. Too scary. Yeah. It's amazing how you can program something to engage in that. And I do have the list. William Barr, we're talking about that. Barr in the center ring. They want to impeach him. He's got to resign. Roger Stone. They're not going after Trump as much today as William Barr. And he goes before the House Judiciary Committee. Vice chair is Mary Gay Scanlon of the committee. I think that's on Tuesday. Now, every time he's gone before Congress before, he has been unbelievable as far as pushing back. But also on that committee, in addition to Mary Gay Scanlon, it's way down on the list, we have
decency.
So the Dean of Decency will not be the captain of the practice squad here. It'll be Mary Gay Scanlon. She's the vice chair. Vice Chair Scanlon. Can you just imagine these two bozos with William Barr? Particularly, it's going to be about Roger Stone. It's going to be about that, and I guess, I don't know, multitude of other things that they accuse him of. Ethical violations and the like. That's where we're going to be. All right, let's go to Susie. Susie's in Naples, Florida. Hey, Susie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Dom. How are you?
Very good.
Good.
Go right ahead.
I was just calling about, first of all, William Barr, I mean, he's going to eat them for lunch. He's just... always shown such great, he's just above it all. And I agree with what you said earlier. I don't know why President Trump didn't pick him originally to.
Yeah, I never pieced that out, Susie. We didn't know that much about him back then and what he'd be like in action. Just think of how the world would be different. But even though Trump is going through impeachment and the rest, it has helped him and strengthened him politically. So Sessions' role in allowing that to happen, even though you don't want to go through it, has had a net positive here. It really has. It really has moved things forward.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's one way to look at it.
No, it really has.
Yeah. Who's your Valentine?
I said Rich Scioli. I want him to deliver it in his sexy megaphone, Bernie.
Okay. That would be quite a difference. Yes, that would be Bernie's going after AOC, by the way. Doesn't like it. Think that AOC in one campaign stop, was it in New Hampshire, went way outside even about ICE, what she would do with ICE, et cetera, if she were in the cabinet. So Bernie Sanders, apparently, several sources indicating, not happy. AOC is too far out there. Imagine getting too far out there for Bernie Sanders. It is almost hard to believe. All right, 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. We'll get you on board. Tomorrow, the great Colonel Alan West here at 10 o'clock. He's got a brand new book out. And at the end of the book, he says he wants this to be a book that lasts for a good long time. It's about the African-American family, African-Americans in America, what has happened, where they are, the roots of all this. It is incredibly heart-wrenching and extensive, and his hero is a controversial one, a black conservative, Booker T. Washington. I haven't seen him defended in forever, and it's making a good bit of news. By the way, Speaker Pelosi holds her weekly news conference. We may want to dip in on that because I'm sure there's going to be a lot of stuff here happening around William Barr. By the way, this just came down today, too. California has lost 1 million residents. 1 million people fled California over a 10-year period, even for a place that big and all the rest of it. That tells you, but see, they replace it. They're able to replace it just like New Jersey. New Jersey replaces it with people that are here illegally. California replaces it with people here illegally. And the study indicates that a big majority of conservatives would like to leave. We come back to this thing again. What will it take? How much of an exodus? Now, I was going to ask this because a week from this Saturday, I'm speaking to the Camden County Republicans, and I want to give them hope and commend them because they're really coming on. They're really doing things at the grassroots level that are working, and there might even be a chance to defeat this goofy governor this time around. But as far as presidential politics, there's only so much you can do. What would it take? What is it that's continued? Let's make it Jersey, not California, but it's the same kind of thing. Huge, huge numbers of people want to leave. What holds them back? I'll give you my answer. We'll hear yours too. And California, they're just going to replace them with people that are coming illegally. And there's enough young people that want to go there. It's hot for a while till the poop patrol gets tiresome. Boy, watching during that break, Dan, we should dip in here maybe at some moment. The Speaker, Pelosi, or you give me what you like out of it, holds her weekly news conference, and I'm sure it's going to be Barr, Roger Stone, and other things she doesn't know anything about. Welcome in. Our side question of the day. People love the side question. We'll see if anybody on Twitter has a good one. At DomShow1210 is a simple one. Valentine's Day, singing telegram, or a Valentine's wish. What celebrity would you choose? We haven't been knocked over with anybody yet, but we'll see. Maybe. Because Sean Spicer, Brisk Business, got to see how many people are signing him up to do $199. I think he gives you a minute. So 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all you have to do is push pound 1210. So I just saw this pass the screen that California's lost 1 million people, have fled the state. But they continue to replace them with, you know, there's the weather, there's the magic of California, and there are people coming in. God knows how many millions are there illegally. So what will stop them from these disastrous policies? I don't know. Right next to us is a little bit better, Jersey. As I said, I'm speaking to the Camden County Republicans a week, their annual big dinner, and I'm honored to do that, a week from this Saturday. And I want to give them hope because they are making some inroads in local races. Some things are happening there. And you see these surveys, particularly in New Jersey, how vulnerable Murphy is. And yet, people want to move out. The numbers are high, but they're not. I don't know what number it would take to stop these progressives from their policies that people obviously hate. So there's two types of people in Jersey, right? You have those that need something from the government. They want to be there. They're fine with that. Then you have those liberals, these progressives, that are either guilty or they make enough money where even the taxation rate and what they go through, they can put up with it. And here's the thing with Jersey has, just like California has. It's got a sense of place, a great sense of place. You have the seashore. Yeah, you have a sense, you know, when you think of great pizzas, great it's like Philadelphia. You got a sense of place there. It's not one of these places where it's kind of blah. No, you're from Jersey. Jersey girl, you know, all that stuff. I think that's why people just can't move out. And then, you know, they grow up in it. They don't want to leave. They're hoping that something will change. It's not going to. As long as you have these progressives in Jersey, nationally, California are just two good examples. They are not going to stop. They're driven to squeeze every last dime and maybe even more. I know we talk about the taxation. It's the regulation. It's the constant politically correct, the regulations, the stuff that you have to go through. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you just push pound 1210. Now, for example, I'm going to be on Inside Story. It's 11:30 on Sundays, this Sunday. And I know the newsmaker they're going to have on in Inside Story is the woman who ran and won on city council as a socialist, knocking off a Republican. So the argument is Philadelphia is not backing away from this. In fact, you're seeing outright socialists. Now, you know, Bernie hasn't won nationally. He's won in Vermont. And that's a big question. It's out there. But Philadelphia actually embraced a socialist because under the Philadelphia Charter, you get two council members as long as they're not a member of the majority party, the Democrat Party. And Republicans have always had the infrastructure to keep those two at large seats. Now they only have one. This woman has won by being a socialist outright. One going away was one of the highest vote getters. It tells you where Philadelphia has gone. They're talking about rent control now. Why don't we have rent control like they do in New York? I don't even know how that works because we haven't had it here. So making a dent here in a place like Philadelphia is really a tough battle. Jersey is the same thing, even though the policies fail again and again and again. Jim Kenney just spoke before the business group here in Philadelphia and said Philadelphia has a very good attitude toward business. They're not hostile toward business. Can you imagine? So what is the answer? It can't be just, well, Trump's got to win again. Okay, check that box. That's one nationally. That does a lot. But where people live here locally, and you know my biggest fear, and it's up for the balance. It used to be, all right, what was the refuge? Jersey, incredibly progressive. Philadelphia, the same thing. Failed policies, and they just keep on doing it. And they win overwhelmingly. By the way, Bill McSwain will be with us tomorrow. Big interview at 9:40. He's a U.S. attorney here in Philadelphia. And he's the guy that I told you about that went after in this Lincoln Day address yesterday, Philadelphia, and compared the sanctuary cities in Philadelphia and their attitude, Krasner, Kenny, with what we saw in the South prior to the Civil War. And there is a broad point there that is correct. He'll break that down tomorrow. This is a big deal because he's coming under a lot of fire. But what was the refuge? The suburbs. Where are the suburbs now? Now, I do see positive signs. When this progressive out there in Abington a week or so ago went nuts on police locally and nationally, there was a big pushback. There was a really good pushback. But she's still on the school board, it tells you, and she's written about this before. Madeline Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon are both progressive. They're going to be grilling William Barr. They're both on the Judiciary Committee. You'll see that on Tuesday, I guess it is. And people seem to be happy. I told you that Madeline Dean has signed off on this bill that would not deport felons that are here illegally. Montgomery County. So where's the refuge then? I mean, how far do people have to go? Are there not enough people here in this area? They've all moved off to other places that are not as progressive with all these failed policies as we see right here. I mean, Delaware County, we've been all over this. I'm proud of what we brought you with the Stolzheimer guy. We had on the council a member the other day. Delaware County is going to be the picture of this in this next year. They're going to tax. They're going to regulate. They're going to be a mini of Philadelphia. That's where they're going. It's hard for me to believe in the suburbs. Are people just unaware of this? Or do they want it? Do they want to live under things that fail? They don't work. All right, here's a little bit of Nancy Pelosi in her weekly news conference.
We also saw the president this week demonstrate once again that he has no respect for the rule of law. His assault on the rule of law by engaging in political interference in the sentencing of his associate, Roger Stone, indicated an obstruction of investigation into Trump-Russia ties and witness tampering. That's what Stone was indicted for. This is an abuse of power that the president is again trying to manipulate federal law enforcement to serve his political interest. And the president is what he is. He thinks he's above the law. He has no respect for the rule. But where are the Republicans to speak out on this blatant violation?
Impeach him.
Of the rule of law. AG Barr has deeply damaged the rule of law by withdrawing the DOJ sentencing recommendation, the act of interference, and Trump's retribution against lead attorney in the Stone case. Imagine that four of the prosecutors separated themselves from the case when the president did that.
Well, tell us about the prosecutors. All right, Dan, nice catch on that. That's the essence of it. That's where they are. So notice she calls Roger Stone an associate of the president. That's a term that they use in mob trials. I don't know if that's where she got it from or she just somebody told her to say that. 855-839-1210. The president has every right, and he did this publicly. This isn't something they're saying that was sinister behind, of making his feelings known when it came down 7 to 9 years. He has every right to do that. Barr not only has every right to do that, as the chief law enforcement officer, I think he is required to let us know what he thinks about something this public and whether or not his Justice Department should be going around overreaching like this. Before the judge, I would say he's almost required to do that rather than Barr is someone who should be impeached or have to resign around something like this. Impeach Trump again. Let's go through this again. Go ahead. Let's see if you can do it on this. No, you're not going to do it, Nancy Pelosi. You've been through the ringer once. He has every right to do this. My guess is when the sentence comes down, Trump is not going to then 30 seconds later pardon Roger Stone, but it'll be in the works down the line. And I think Stone knows that. His hope in the immediate future is this push for a new trial because the breaking news today, and this came about because these prosecutors overreached. The breaking news today is the forewoman of the jury, her deep ties, ran for office as a Democrat, and her postings about Trump. I don't know. I can't answer why these were not found out prior to the trial. I mean, who's researching this? That she was allowed to stay on, not just as a juror. I mean, I've been kicked off jury pools, Dan, by three people at once. The prosecutor didn't want me for obvious reasons. The defense attorney for several reasons. And the judge, because I answered that, yes, all things being equal, I would give more weight to a police officer's testimony than some others. I answered honestly, as I have a right as a citizen to do that. That resulted in a big thing. So if I get kicked off juries, how does a woman in a political trial like this with Roger Stone become the forewoman, which really helps in a jury with this kind of background? And there's at least one or two other jurors that people are breaking down today their background and looking at this. How was that allowed or not found out? Yeah, Stone deserves a new trial with a jury that is more unbiased. For the side question of the day, Dan, have we gotten any good ones on Twitter at DomShow1210?
Alfred Hitchcock, which without an explanation, I have no reason, no idea why you would pick Alfred Hitchcock.
Alfred Hitchcock. That is a very... Jody, you doing Alfred Hitchcock?
Well, Alfred Hitchcock, you basically have to, you know, add the jaws to your mouth when you talk.
I don't know if Alfred Hitchcock had a Me Too problem, but I'm kind of...
I'm pretty sure he did.
I'm pretty sure he did.
I interviewed Tippi Hedren. I think she told
me. Tippi Hedren is hot in the Birds, without a doubt. Yes.
Like, what kind of message does that send? Like, hey, don't take a shower?
Yes. Psycho. Yes, that's another one. Yes.
Also, Homer Simpson was given. Margot Robbie, Kate Beckinsale. Linda writes, and I would pick Rush Limbaugh so I can give him a hug and tell him it's going to be okay. But the best answer on Twitter comes from Dormi Facilitito. I can't believe I got that right. Have Bradley Cooper sing her a song about how beautiful she is and tell her I wrote it.
Oh, my God. So Bradley Cooper they want. That's not a bad. Okay, I'm getting. All right, Star
getting
is born.
Better.
Yeah, they're getting better. Yeah.
Antique Car writes in Pat Sajak and Vanna White. He can read the letters and she can pronounce the words.
That's pretty creative. If somebody had called in with that, it might be in the running. All right, so 855-839-1210. Today is National Italian Food Day. We may do that tomorrow because we got caught up in this Valentine's thing. What is the Italian food or the ethnic food or the best? Dan, I think, wants to do the best overall dish. That might be a little bit too much.
Ziti.
Well, yeah, the big ziti at Andre's at the Shore. I got to get that guy to ship them over. I'm telling you.
We can do some business behind the scenes right now. How about the most underrated food?
Most underrated food?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
onions.
Pretty good. That's a good spinoff.
Onions are so good.
Onions?
Yeah.
I think onions are overrated. Underrated. Yes, I agree with you.
Yeah,
I could go for onion on anything. I always put onion, sure.
Yep, but people always turn their nose up at it.
Yeah, I
or
think you're right.
Mayo could be a great answer.
No, not a mayo fan.
Not a mayo fan?
No, unhealthful. Spicy mustard.
Cilantro is a game changer.
I have to try some cilantro. All right, I like the onion start to that, though. All right, yeah. we'll play with that after the show. So, Roger Stone, big story. You heard Nancy Pelosi. What happens next here? Trump yesterday, President Trump was asked about this, and all he did was give his opinion that murderers don't get 9 years. Now, you know, that's a little bit fanciful, but the point has been made again and again and again, and I think correctly, that this is so out of bounds for this. Trey Gowdy, we played you early in the show today, made the point that these guys are saying it's the threat that Roger Stone made a la Godfather 2. And it's such an idle threat. You know, when they look at a potential threat, they look at it, is it real? Is it a tough guy like Dan, who I send out there and say, I'm going to break your legs if you don't stop it on Twitter? Or is it Joe that we're sending over there? You know, it's a difference. And that's why he's being charged. I think he's being charged with this because they're trying to send a message. These are guys connected. Out of the four, we know that three are big Democrats. Here we go again. This battle inside the government continuing. And that's why they want to give Roger Stone 7 to 9 years. You know, some of them are probably hoping they can trigger Trump into doing a pardon now. But Trump is much cagier than that. He didn't say what he's going to do on this yet. He didn't say, no, that would be inappropriate or whatever. He said he's thinking about it. But President Trump has every right to weigh in on this. And also, William Barr, more than a right, I think William Barr almost have to publicly educate the nation. And I think he's going to tune up Madeleine Dean and Mary Gay Scanlon, both lawyers, apparently, when he has the opportunity to testify on Tuesday as all this is going down. You know, Dan, I don't know, with Bill McSwain tomorrow, I can ask him a general question, I guess, like he might be able to explain the levels of how this stuff works, how they arrive at this and what the federal guidelines are and all the rest of that, you know, because this is so over the top. It is so political here and people are not accepting this, not because they have great affection. A lot of you probably don't even know Roger. Roger Stone is a dandy. I know him. He's a smart guy. He was a Trump gopher guy. Get me Roger Stone, the documentary. He likes to be in the public eye. We did a speaker series with him. It was a great night. I don't regret any of that. And he's fashionable in his own way. He's a little bit over the top with stuff. And, it, you know, this provokes the other side. That's part of it. All right, let's go to the callers. Let me go to John in Jersey. John, you're in on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, John.
Good morning. morning, Tom. How are you?
Very well, John.
Hey, if Russian collusion was called a hoax,
right?
Then how can this guy go to jail for a hoax? The thing was not real to begin with.
Well, yeah, legally you can if you're still obstructing people. Now, you know, John, it gets, though, to your point, it gets to entrapment. If there's nothing there that's really a crime, and then you violate something with the FBI or court, is that entrapment? That's why he needs a new trial, given these developments. I hear what you're saying, but this has been looked at, and he did do things that are criminal in one sense, but what's the underlying crime here? What's the big picture? Right. Dan, okay. Hold it, John. Dan, you had a comment?
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say, there's someone that we pulled a clip of. I don't think we played it yet, but they made a great point that this is so important for Democrats to see Roger Stone in jail so they can use in the campaign season, hey, look, he's in jail. That's proof right there that the Russia thing was not a hoax.
Oh, okay. That's a point, too, John. Well, John, that's not answering you, but that's one of the reasons they're doing this. I think they're also trying to provoke Trump into pardoning him, because then what they're going to say, the Russian thing and the impeachment was correct, Trump's continuing to cover up. Trump is cagey
here. Wait till after the election, then do it.
You're in that. That's where I am, too, John. I would rather do this after the election. Now, you could say, but look, wait a minute. Be a stand-up guy. You have the constitutional power. Pardon this guy. But I don't know politically how that plays out. I really don't. And Trump's got to carry a lot more water then to make his case with this. Could Roger Stone then go to jail for, say, 7 or 8 months? Yeah, he could, and I don't think he should, but I'm in your camp. I got to err on the side. It would be easier to be a big-mouth talk show host. You know, get everybody revved up. Pardon him. Pardon him right now. But we look at the bigger picture here, and the bigger picture we know
is... We don't need no more aggravation right now.
Trump's got to win. We have to win this.
Right.
And then after that, pardon Roger Stone and give him a big job. I'm fine with any of that. You're exactly right. But I would be voting not to pardon at this point. I don't think he's going to. Now, if she gives a massive sentence, I still don't think that matters, pardon or not, because Roger Stone knows that Trump is going to, down the line, one way or another, win or lose, have the power to pardon, and he's going to do it. So I don't think they're going to break him by giving him a 7 to 9 year sentence. Part of me almost wishes that for this reason, because then we get a chance to go through this, how vicious this is, and to really push back on this, knowing that Roger Stone's never going to serve 7 to 9 years anyhow. Think about that as a way to go. Yeah. Hey, I got to thank you, though, John. You really raised something in what Dan said here, too. That I hadn't fully thought about how this plays out politically. And I think I'm seeing among Trump supporters maturity. They're thinking, big picture, does this help Trump get over the finish line in 2020, yes or no? That's what we're going to do, and then we'll take care of all the family business after that.
Right.
Who's the celebrity, John?
Tiny Tim.
All right, is Tiny Tim still around out there? All right. Tiny Tim might be still alive and out there doing it. He might be getting paid for it. You might be able to hire Tiny Tim.
Hey, I found out that was actually the second Tucker Carlson clip is where I stole that from.
Ah.
So I actually isolated just that instance that he talks about, if you want to hear that.
Yes. All right, so we got Tucker Carlson, and Carlson is saying what again, Dan, to set this up?
He's talking about the Roger Stone indictment and the political play of it.
Why they want to do this.
Yeah.
Because they want to say that a big sentence here underlines this.
Yep.
Yeah, that this means that it wasn't a Russian hoax.
His conviction helps their case. In other words, if the Russia collusion story was a hoax, and of course it most certainly was a hoax, then why is Roger Stone going to prison for his role in it? If Roger Stone serves even a single day behind bars, the Russia lie will be validated as true. Stone's imprisonment will be prima facie evidence in the view of Democrats. So at this point, there's really only one solution. The president must pardon Roger Stone or commute his sentence before he goes to jail. Democrats will howl if he does that. Well, they're howling anyway. They howl every day. Chuck Schumer is now yelping about yet another investigation into Roger Stone. Russiagate 2. In one entirely constitutional act, the president could save Roger Stone's life, vindicate himself, and end this nonsense forever. Let's hope he does it. We'll be watching.
I don't see it that way. You know, that's Tucker Carlson is correct theoretically, but how does this play out? How will that be seen politically? It's unknowable. So it's easy to say, sitting in the armchair, pardon him. That takes away the Russian thing and all that. Now, I think, remember, the media is Fox, not just Fox News. The media is the rest of the media. Remember what they will do day by day by day by day with this. Trump's on a roll now. Trump is winning big time. Democrats are in a civil war, and I can't wait to our watch party a week from yesterday, the 19th, when they have their next debate. They are going to fire away. Just think of how desperate Elizabeth Warren is in particular. I think she'll still be in. I think Joe Biden will still be in. And Bernie is going to fire away. I think Bloomberg is in this one. I am waiting for that. I'm rooting Bernie on big time. I don't know about you. Bloomberg sets me off in a way that Bernie doesn't. Bernie's policies are what makes us be on the watchtower. But Bloomberg, I mean, Bloomberg, Fox has done a good job playing, and the media has not done, going around in 2008, constantly saying, you know, giving people who should not have gotten these loans, that's what drove the economy under. Remember that? All the stuff that gone. His spokesperson yesterday with me, though, touting how Bloomberg is saying he is going to open up by hook or by crook in various low-income communities all these loans. It flies in the face of what he's built his career on. He's doing this, though, because he knows he has to appeal to black voters. And they know his background, and the comments we played this week with stop and frisk. Big time. So phone lines are 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All I need you to do is jump in at the end of your call. Oh, boy. I got it. The next guy coming up has some great ones. I need a celebrity Valentine. No one said Sean Spicer yet. How about Dan Borowski? How about Joe Sebelia? Joe would do it for a buck or two and exposure, and he'd be great. Hey, good Thursday. We're in Seattle again. More rain. Dom Giordano's show. All kinds of stuff breaking around Roger Stone today and how this plays out. This, I think, when Trump is at his best, though. He's being very, very cagey with this. He has every right to make public comment how outrageous that sentence was. William Barr, I think, is mandated almost to talk about that sentence, to let the public know. By the way, we hope to have Dan's making progress with the new police commissioner in Philadelphia, who is really idiosyncratic, meaning, you know, I can't tell you what she's going to do. I hear good things on her from people I respect, and in other ways, I don't know if I agree, but her first day or first days, she issued a directive about female police officers. Well, I don't know about male. And fingernails. They can wear polish, and particularly polishes, Dan, as I understand it, whatever they like. The only objection I have, and I wonder if you have this, particularly if you're in any place where the public's hands might have to touch yours, exchange of money or whatever. Are females with those clip-on nails or glued-on nails or whatever? You know, I don't think you can have that as a cop, right?
Yeah, I don't think so. Painting's fine, yeah, but
the painting's fine. Yeah, it's nice paint. Roe does that all the time. I even like the toenail paint. I like a lot of paint.
Yeah, I think like up to a quarter inch is fine.
Yeah.
But anything more than that's a bit excessive.
What else with cops? Now, we've had this before with the visible tattoo things. I think that's kind of an issue. And beards with cops, I don't know. You know, it's a little bit, it's only allowed, I think, if you have some medical or whatever. I don't even know if it's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan of the mustache either.
No.
Oh, darn.
I hate mustaches.
I'd have a mustache if I was a cop.
Oh, I'd love to have a mustache.
You can't grow one, Joe?
No, I can't. I'm waiting for the day where I can. I'm going to go with a fake one. It'll be like a toupee, except for my lip.
Oh, okay. Well,
Tom Selleck.
I always wanted like the Walt Disney, like the pencil thin mustache.
Oh, God. The worst is...
Especially the Charles Barkley.
The worst is the Andy Reid. I hate that.
The walrus.
I can't stand that mustache. It's just not
the
mine.
The Wilford Brimley.
I don't know anybody looks better with a mustache. I really don't.
Me?
Walt Disney.
No, I don't think you would, Dan. I think you
look
more,
fantastic with.
I think you look more boyish if you lost the beard and the whole thing. I'd like to see that. Yes, I think
you
look better.
I'm not shaving this beard. It's never.
No,
been
I think you look better. Just saying, Maisie, I get him to get rid of that beard just for a week, just to see what it's like.
I think one of the more controversial ones, and I don't know where they stand right now, but it's allowing headwear, burkas and the such, religious headwear.
I don't think that's appropriate on a cop.
You don't think so?
No. I think that's problematic. You got to be in a uniform. It's like a military thing here. You got to be really careful with exceptions to this, I think. I mean, next, are female cops going to wear skirts?
Good point.
Yeah. I don't know. Arresting somebody in a skirt's got to be harder than with pants on. I think you got to have your pants on.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to have shorts. Do they have shorts on some cop? I'm trying to think. Those are meter readers. 855-839-1210. You get on board.
So you're against the burqa because of the slippery slope, not because it gets in the way of work.
I think it gets in the way of work, and I just don't know that you want to see somebody who clearly is identified as a cop, so there's no doubt about this stuff. Because there's all kinds of people running around with uniforms on now, you know?
I can accept that.
A one short or another, you think, is that a cop or not? It looks pretty sloppy, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why most police departments are pretty tough on this stuff, and they're pretty rigorous. Mm-hmm. So we'll have a lot to talk about. We get her here in studio. Let me go to Charles in South Philly. He's next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Charles.
How you doing, Don?
Good.
Yeah, hey, listen, I've been listening to your show here this morning, considering Roger Stone. First of all, I don't care what the Democrats do anymore. Just bring it on. Second of all, Roger Stone, I mean, if Barnett would hurry up and come out with either indictments, then that'll trump all this Russian.
Well, look, they're not going to hurry. They're going to do what they can do expeditiously to get this out there. You don't want to rush. They're not rushing. They're not like, they're not going by Rudy Giuliani and all that stuff. This guy that he has, his guy day to day, I think I'm told is one of the most brilliant, thorough guys imaginable. And if I were McCabe, particularly Comey, I would be very worried. You're not getting away from this guy. You're not dealing with Rudy Giuliani here.
That's correct. Okay, but they need to do that, and it needs to hurry up and be done. I mean, we're all sitting here in anticipation for somebody to go to jail sooner or later,
or at least to be indicted. You're right. I mean, the lack of indictments and the baggage the McCabe guy had, and stroke struck and all, and. Now, you said something interesting, Charles. Laura Ingraham last night said people don't care about stroke struck and all that stuff anymore. I think they still do. I think they still care. Lock her up, Hillary, Pelosi. They want somebody when all theirs like Flynn and Stone are facing these nebulous charges and they see what these people have done. You know, Trump made a decision, if you remember, at the beginning of his term. All right, let's get on the new business. Do not go after
his
Hillary Clinton. Yeah. And Comey, I think, and McCabe are the big fish here that really were behind it. Although Brennan and Clapper are two others. But I say Comey, McCabe, there's an absolute chance to bring them to justice. Who's your Valentine?
My Valentine is Barbara Streisand.
How come?
I just wish you would sing that song Far Away.
Well, she's all-time great voice, all-time great performer, but man, I can't imagine. We told you Bernie Sanders' rider, you know, what he says to a hotel or he's, can you imagine Barbara Streisand's rider, what that must have been like back in the day, as far as what you have to put out, what you have to have. Let's try next Jerry. Jerry's in Chester County. Jerry, good morning. Hi.
Good morning, Dom. Yeah, I haven't talked to you in a while, but yeah, I wanted to call in about this. If I were Trump, I would at least eventually pardon everybody.
Well, that's a key word, eventually. How about right now, though? See, Tucker Carlson looks good, draws ratings. Yeah. I'm more interested in winning, and I don't know that it helps you to be throwing the pardons around now. What do you think?
Right. I have mixed feelings about Stone as to whether it's better to do it now or later. However, I would. For the rest of them, I would wait until after the election and get them all done, every single one of them. Even that weasel Cohen, Michael Cohen.
Wow.
I would pardon him because, everything that these guys have been caught up on have been precipitated by a lie. The whole thing is a lie. So as far as I'm concerned, they would have never been caught up in this had it not been for the Steele dossier and the CIA, the FBI.
I got you. The difference, I would say, with Cohen and Manafort is they had other crimes. You know what I mean? They did other stuff here.
I understand.
That's different. Stone has an impeccable no record here. And Flynn, the same thing. They're caught up in this political stuff for a non-backstory that we now know didn't happen. So how can they have a crime? I wouldn't do it now, though, Jerry. He's on a roll, you know?
Yeah.
When I got momentum going, I'm not slowing down. Yes. And I know the idea is standing up for your own in this and all. Stone's got to know. He's going to pardon him eventually, though.
Yeah.
Who's your Valentine's?
Well, actually, I have two, and they're both dead, unfortunately. Marilyn Monroe for the guys, doing her thing for John Kennedy, the same kind of thing, and Charlton Heston for the women, you know, from the Ten Commandments.
You will be my Valentine, or I will smash this down. Yeah. All right, they're both good. Marilyn Monroe, you can't top that for sexuality. All right, we gotta jump into this, maybe more tomorrow. The first that I know of, Dan, I just saw this has come down. A California school has taken the name Woodrow Wilson. Think of the racial history with Woodrow Wilson off. And they've announced the first school that I know of to be named after not Barack Obama, but Mrs. Obama.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Trump.
No. It's going to be interesting to see the first school ever named after President Trump.
Oh,
there's going to be.
It's not going to happen.
Somebody will.
You think so?
Yeah, there's somebody out there right now in Alabama or someplace else maybe that doesn't care, and they're going to say we're doing it. Yes.
Do you get automatic admission into Trump College?
Yeah, well, that's what it'll bring up. You know, the
Trump
it was Trump University, not just college. That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, we haven't seen Dom Giordano University. When I started in talk radio, we had that. We may have to revive that.
Mm.
Yeah, well, you get your diploma and all
like
that stuff. Yes. But Michelle Obama, I think it's middle school. On what basis, suddenly, and taking away Woodrow Wilson, a president, a racist president, a stone-cold racist president?
I bet they serve the best school lunches at Michelle
Obama.
Well,
that's the thing, right? What kind of lunches do you get? It's the first that I know of that the school has been named after her. Here we go. Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in, everyone. All right. At the end of your call, just hit us with who do you think would be a great celebrity Valentine presenter? By the way, oh, man, President Trump, I was going to tell you, General Kelly is firing away at a speech yesterday at President Trump about a number of things and firing away at Fox News Channel viewers saying, and these people that only get their information from that, they don't know, they're missing most of the story, that kind of nonsense. Trump fires back about Kelly as chief of staff. His wife, Karen, pulled me aside and said, you know, he may flare up here and there, but when he leaves, he really respects you and is going to speak well of you, his wife, Karen. So Trump says, his incredible wife, Karen, wrong, given what General Kelly's out there doing. I can see now General Kelly, an extremely bad match to be chief of staff, you know, just not a good match, just not a good blend of styles and all the rest of it. All right, let's go to 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. All right, Rob in Washington Township. All right, Rob, who is your celebrity Valentine?
Yeah, hi, Dom. If this person sang a Valentine to me, I would record it and play it every morning after I woke up. Dolly Parton.
You know, that's one person I've never interviewed that I'd love to. There's something so endearing and down to earth about Dolly Parton, in addition to being fabulous looking. I mean, there's something there that must have come from the growing up in a tough circumstance, whatever it is. She's got it, and she does a lot of really goodwill stuff. Absolutely. Good one.
Yeah, I've never seen her live, but I would still love to do that sometime, but that would work for me.
All right, Dolly Parton. That's a pretty good one, Dan. All right, so we go from Dolly Parton to Ben in Abington. His choice is diametrically away from Dolly Parton. Who's yours, Ben?
Oh, hi, Dom. This is one you probably send to your ex, Sam Kinison.
That's a great answer.
Can you imagine he walked up the door? I thought this was love, but I'm in hell.
Yeah. Would this be an inebriated? I'll say that to be, you know, euphemistic Sam Kennison, or would it be, well, I guess he always was. I'm not sure.
You know? I was going to say, where are you going with this?
Yeah. Pull that off both ways, but just picture him with the trench coat and the beret and a bouquet screaming in your face like Arlie Ermey.
Harley Hermy. That's quite an interesting reference. All right, Sam Kennison. They get better toward the end here, Dan. They make it tough on us. Rich in Lewis, Delaware is next on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Rich, welcome in.
Hi, Dom. How are you?
Very good, Rich.
Working from the assumption that I don't want a home wrecker coming in. So if I, on a scale of 0 to 10, if I reasonably slot myself at a 2, I've got to find somebody to deliver that's not going to turn my wife's head. So I pick Richard Simmons circa 1979 because I know when she gets the candies and the right. and the card, she's going to just turn and walk away, and I'll be on solid footing.
Wait a minute, though. Why do you slot yourself as a 2? Because I don't think any male ought to do that. You know, you look in the mirror.
I got a mirror, man.
He's honest with himself.
I
mean,
well, I'm going to ask Dan and Joe. Wait a minute.
I'm a Democrat.
Okay, I hear you. Where is Dan, what do you slot yourself as?
A solid 5.
Oh, you're downgrading yourself. Joe, come on, help me out here. What do you slot yourself as?
He's on the phone.
The phone.
But I'm sure he slots himself as
you're at least an 8.
Using the same logic for if there's a woman to deliver the Valentine to me that's going to slot just below my wife, it's going to be Elle McPherson.
So. That was nice of you.
I thought you had Hillary in the jury pool. I thought you were going to say Hillary Clinton does your Valentine.
Something, angry.
No, yeah, but yeah. That may if you got a second, that how in the hell does this woman show up in the jury pool? I mean, that is the antithesis of random. It'd be like one of Trump's second cousins or Hillary Clinton showing up in the jury pool.
Well,
one thing
and to answer that, Rich, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. You know, I'm trying to get to the bottom of it. Does this show prosecutorial misconduct or malfeasance that they just didn't scope this out? Or was it the judge? Did it come up? I haven't gotten the transcript yet to know how did this woman get by? Did the judge rule? Dan, you may want to Google that to at least see. You're right, Rich. Did she rule, hey, that doesn't matter that this woman ran for office as a Democrat and had all these postings? How did she get by?
My point is just subtly different. How is she even there? I've been in jury pools before.
Right.
It is a cross-section of America. You know, I bet she wasn't the only one. I mean, this is my opinion.
You know what it is? You know where it is being held? It's a home court advantage. When they get you, it's in D.C. See what happens?
Oh, it's just, you know. And it's what I said. You know, I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm for right or wrong. Prove it to me. You know,
well, I'd love
all the facts lead to this Democratic Party is just evil.
You raise a great question. I got to say, that's my leader in the clubhouse, Dan. That is exactly outside the box. All right. Lightning round coming up, though. We'll see if we can get an answer to that. I can't answer that yet. And I haven't seen any commentary today now that this is broken. Well, how did that happen? Did the judge say, I'm overruling on this, you can't strike her was it past the number they could strike? Did the prosecutors go along with that and think that's fine? And she was the forewoman of the jury.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.